time to meet the men from the ministry. Let's jump aboard for a Whitehall sleigh ride with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Guylar. Christmas Day is a holiday even for government staff. Come with us to a deserted Whitehall, the snow untouched by human foot, the offices chill and empty in the winter light. At least, they seem to be empty till the eye travels upwards, up to the top of one of the oldest buildings. Can that be a lighted window?
Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, and it's tidings of comfort and joy.
Merry Christmas, Mildred. Merry Christmas, Mr. Crawley.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Lang.
Oh, thank you.
Right, that's enough frivolity. Back to work, everyone. I want that wet fish report finished today.
But, Ron, it's Christmas morning.
No excuse for slacking. Here we are with no work done and already it's 8:30. Crawley, kindly remove that paper hat. I will not have licentious behavior in the office.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lennox Brown.
And take off that ridiculous false nose. Oh, no, it's your own nose, isn't it? We'll try not to draw attention to it. Right. I'll be in my office if anyone wants me.
If anyone wants him, they want their bumps red and all.
I can't think what's come over him. 51 weeks of the year, he's the perfect boss. Doesn't do any work and doesn't expect anyone else to. And then at Christmas, he turns into a real what's-his-name.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wild number. That's why he is having us work on Christmas Day.
Well, to be fair, Mildred, that's not LB's fault. Every year, one government section has to keep open in case of emergency. And this year, Sir Gregory picked on us.
It's quite a responsibility.
It certainly is. All the functions of government delegated to this office. I mean, look at those two buttons. Press one and we start the electric kettle. Press the other and we start a global nuclear war.
Here, which is which, Mr. Lamb?
I'm not too sure.
Oh, I'll try this one and see.
Milton, you shouldn't have... What's happened?
That little light on the kettle's not gone on.
Mildred, this time you've gone too far. A global nuclear war... You could get a downgrading for this.
No, it's all right. The kettle's not plugged in.
Oh.
There, try that.
Oh, yeah, the light's gone on now.
Oh, good. Look, tie a bit of cotton round the button so we know the difference.
That's a good idea.
I know it's Sir Gregory's fault we're here, but Mr. Lennox Brown's making things worse.
The trouble is he started hating Christmas. He's been calling it a commercial racket ever since the carol singers began coming round in August. Never mind, he'll be stuck in his office for ages. The rest of us can celebrate out here.
Oh, smashing.
Fetch the spirits from the first aid cupboard.
Righty-ho.
Mr. Crawley, yeah. I'd like to take the opportunity of giving you this.
Oh, a present. Mr. Lamb, you shouldn't have.
I know you like antiques, so when I saw this, I snapped it up. A genuine 18th century candle holder in red plastic.
Thank you, Mr. Lamb, and I have a small gift for you.
Oh, you haven't. Oh, you shouldn't. Oh, this is exciting. A jar of, what is it?
They're cherries preserved in brandy.
Cherries preserved in brandy. Honestly, Mr. Crawley, I shall treasure this. It's not about the cherries, it's the spirit in which they're given.
Here you are, Mr. Lamb. This is for me.
Oh, another present, Mildred. You shouldn't. You are kind. It's some kind of woolen garment.
It's a pullover, isn't it? I knitted it myself.
A pullover. Just what I wanted. But tell me, Mildred, why has it got three sleeves?
The middle one for your chest.
Oh, I see. Yes, of course. Silly me. Yeah, it's splendid, Mildred. And I've got a little something for you here.
Oh, smashing. Looks like a record.
Oh, you've guessed. Never mind. You'll get a surprise when you see who it is. I know you like pop groups.
Oh, yeah. I can't undo this sticky tape. Who is it? The Dirty Swine? Pox? The built?
Yes.
Oh, the Windermere String Quartet.
Live at the Town Hall, Frinton.
Well, I bet my granny'll like it.
Now, what about some party games?
What sort of games did you have in mind?
Well, there were several that went down well at our tennis club's Christmas party. Now, let me see. Oh, 20 questions, for instance.
20 questions? That's a right old drag.
Not the way our tennis club plays. You see, each gentleman takes a lady to a secluded spot and asks her 20 questions.
How?
Of course, if the answer to the first one is yes, he doesn't have to bother with the other 19.
Oh, we haven't got enough ladies, Mr. Lamb.
No. Well, there's surprises. Oh, you need more liquor for that.
How do you play surprises?
Well, everyone drinks at least a bottle of gin, then the host goes out and comes in again, and you all try and guess who it is.
Look, shall I switch on me tranny, Mr. Lamb?
Yes, do, Mildred. And, Mr. Crawley, pour your drinks out.
What is the meaning of this?
Oh, dear, I'm sorry, one. It's all my fault, I'm afraid.
Indeed, too. Come into my office.
Oh, right one.
Kindly explain your comment.
Well, it is Christmas after all, and we hadn't enough for 20 questions, but I surprised Mr. Crawley with the candle holder, and when I got rather excited, because Mildred gave me what I've always wanted, and Mr. Crawley had his cherries in a jar.
Well, I've heard that tale before.
Well, why don't you explain your conduct, one?
It's not as if... What? I beg your pardon.
What's come over you after all these years of happy idleness? The games of golf in your office, playing darts with Sir Gregory's picture?
That'll do, too. I may have been slack in the past, but not anymore.
What's made you turn over this new leaf?
Well, if you're really interested, I've been greatly influenced by a book I'm reading.
Oh, Pilgrim's Progress?
No. It's called The Government White Paper on Civil Service Redundancy. But apart from that, I've become appalled, absolutely appalled by this Christmas nonsense.
What Christmas nonsense?
Everyone's going mad, wasting money, crowds all over the place. In Oxford Street last week, you had to queue up to get on the pavement. And then suddenly they all go home and do nothing. Civilization as we know it, it stops. No papers, no crossword, no racing.
You're exaggerating.
I am not. Christmas has become a commercial racket. I'm suggesting the government cancel it as part of their spending cuts.
Cancel Christmas?
Kindly return to your work and let me do the same.
Oh, very well, one.
Christmas. A lot of humbug. Now, where was I in this white paper? Civil service recruitment next year will be up to our norm. Who's he, I wonder? Of course, yes. Sir Norman Pennyfeather, I suppose, yes. Oh, I don't know. Perhaps I read enough this morning. I think I'll just close my eyes for a bit and think up new ways of spoiling everyone's Christmas. Well, the wretched kettle singers kept me awake last night. Oh, dear. It's rather warm in here.
Wake up, Juan. I brought you a cup of tea.
Huh? What? Why aren't you getting on with your work? I don't want any tea.
Oh, sorry. I'll take it away.
Again. No. Leave it now you've brought it. I expect I can force it down. Seems rather dark. What's the weather doing?
I'll have a look out of the window. Oh, it's snowing again. Whitehall's absolutely empty except for a... Good gracious.
What is it?
There's a sleigh down there with half a dozen reindeer, and there's an old man on it with a red cloak and a white beard.
Good Lord. Let me look. Jove, you're right.
How amazing. You don't think he couldn't possibly be.
Yes, he is. He's illegally parked on a double yellow line.
But the yellow line's covered in snow. He can't see it.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Besides, there's no traffic about on Christmas Day.
Never mind Christmas Day. The point is, no parking's allowed on weekdays. Is today a weekday or is it not?
Well, technically, I suppose it is.
Good. Good. Then we've got him. I'm going down there. I say, you there. I want a word with you.
Oh, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Don't mind that. Do you realize you're obstructing the highway?
Oh, dear, no. I had no idea. I am very sorry.
Really? Well, if you're going to adopt that truculent attitude, you'd better come inside.
Well, I haven't time, I'm afraid. I'm late on my rounds as it is.
Furthermore, this sleigh has no rear light and no text disc. Are you coming in, or shall I call the policeman?
Oh, very well, if you insist. Whoa there, Prancer. Steady, Blitzen.
Now then, sit down and let me have some details. Name, Claus. Christian name, Santa. Claus, Santa. Look, let's stop fooling about, shall we? I realize you're all dressed up as Father Christmas, presumably for some publicity stunt. I want to know your real name.
Oh, yes, I understand your confusion. Imitators are everywhere, you know, but no. I am the actual Santa Claus.
I see. Well, can you prove it? Let me see your driving license.
Oh, I'm afraid I haven't got one.
Oh, I see. Another offense. Driving a vehicle other than a manually operated lawnmower without a license.
Yes, I can prove my identity. Here's my original charter of appointment.
My word, this looks authentic, one. But if you're Father Christmas, aren't you rather late? I mean, people were supposed to get their presents first thing this morning.
Well, that's why I'm in a hurry. I was held up last night over the North Pole. One of your wretched space satellites frightened the reindeer. So, if you'll excuse me...
Just a minute. We have to sort out these broken rules.
But surely, man, if he's the real Santa Claus, that makes a difference.
It certainly does. Imitation Santa Clauses are just a nuisance. The real one's an absolute menace. The Department of Trade have been after him for years.
Really?
Now, you've just flown into this country from the North Pole or somewhere.
That's right, yes.
Yes, right. Well, have you a valid passport, visa, or entry permit? Did you obtain proper flight clearance from air traffic control?
Have those
reindeer been checked for rabies? And from the look of that sleigh, it seems you're importing a quantity of goods.
But they're the presents. I bring them every year.
Do you indeed? Have you an import license? Has customs duty been paid? Exactly what goods have you brought?
Oh, they're assorted toys, seasonal gifts, and knick-knacks.
And do they conform to the Act of 1976, Section 4? Toys, assorted, gifts, seasonal, and knacks, nick?
I don't know anything about that.
Obviously. And what about your sleigh? Has it passed the Ministry of Transport test? And has your beard been checked for foul pest?
Surely, Van, you're being a bit hard after all.
That'll do, too, thank you. We can't have people marching in here and flouting the regulations. I shall impound this defective vehicle and its illicit cargo pending official inquiry. Ring customs and get some men round here at once.
Impound me sleigh? But that's impossible. Christmas can't start properly till I've done me rounds.
I don't care if Christmas doesn't start at all. Good. Everything's sorted out. Claus is being interrogated by MI5. The sleigh's been towed away by the police, and the contents are being examined by customs.
Tell them if they find a balaclava helmet with Good Luck Richard embroidered on the front, it's mine.
Well, this should put an end to his little charade. Oh, I expect that's the Prime Minister ringing to congratulate me. Felix Braun.
Aha! So you're there.
Well, Sir Gregory, it's you. Stand up straight, too. It's the permanent undersecretary. Well, it's very good of you to ring, sir. Have you heard from the PM at all? Are the government delighted with my plan?
I can't believe it. Is it true you actually detained Santa Claus?
That's right, Sir Gregory. I was the one who caught him. Oh, my word, yes.
Of all the insane, boneheaded idiocy, of all the stupid, bungling incompetence...
No need for thanks, Sir Gregory. Pardon?
Riots are breaking out all over the country. Children are storming the post offices. There are 10,000 people in Trafalgar Square shouting, "Hands off Christmas!" and "Yule rules!"
Good. Oh.
I was summoned to 10 Downing Street, and on the way there, I was stoned. Stoned!
Well, lots of people drink at Christmas. You really mustn't rebuke yourself, sir.
Am I getting through to you, Lennox Brown? You've created a national emergency. The Prime Minister's ordered Claus's immediate release, of course. But it's too late. He's gone.
Gone? Did you say gone, sir?
He escaped this afternoon, collected his sleigh and disappeared. Left a note to say he was fed up with the whole business.
My word.
It means there'll be no Christmas in Europe this year. The whole continent's at a standstill.
Well, not quite, sir. I mean, we at this office are very active on our wet fish survey.
Lennox Brown, you know what you can do with your wet fish.
Surely not, Sir Gregory.
This is an international crisis, and it's all your fault. We've had America on the hotline. The president won't get out of bed till his stocking's filled.
This is very serious, too. The president won't get out of
bed. Don't be quiet, Lennox Brown, and listen. Prime Minister's declared a state of emergency. Get out the clause, apologize, get him back on the job. Make sure you succeed. And if you don't succeed, be like good King Wenceslas and look out.
Oh, good grief, too. What an awful place. Is this the North Pole?
I should think we're pretty near it. It's cold enough to freeze the buttons off your waistcoat.
Luckily, I had the foresight to lag my bowler hat. It's so eerie, isn't it? Everything's silent and empty, not a soul in sight.
Like the ministry at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon.
Do you think the RAF dropped us off at the right place?
Well, it was here they last spotted claws on their radar. Remember, the United Nations have censured Britain for upsetting the world's Christmas. Next thing, it'll be the embargoes.
The way I feel, I've already got it. Hello, what's this? Some kind of tree, at last.
Except that it's got leaves right down to the ground, and there's something familiar about them. I think it's a kind of giant beanstalk.
A beanstalk? But it's so high you can't see the top.
If we climbed up, we'd get a good view. Might help us to spot this chap Claus.
Yeah, do you think it's safe?
Well, it should be all right if we go carefully. Just hook your brolly over that leaf and pull yourself up.
We must have been climbing this wretched beanstalk for an hour.
Yes, and there's some kind of plateau. Come on, what are you doing down there?
Oh, it's a problem for the Department of Agriculture. This leaf shows signs of Colorado beetle.
Oh. This may be Santa's hideout, though all I can see at the moment are two large boulders shaped like enormous boots. It's amazing. It looks just as if they had laces on top and studs underneath and... Oh.
What's the matter, too?
They are enormous boots. And what's more, they've got enormous feet in them.
Ah, I spy strangers.
What's all this?
By faux fun, I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Oh, that won't be me. Oh, my word, no, no. There's some Scots blood on my mother's side. Look here, is that your beanstalk?
It is.
Well, are you aware that it's above regulation height for crops of that nature? Consistent with the 1966 Act relating to monster beans and giant peas?
Well, one, I don't think we ought to upset him. Could you tell us where we are, please?
Where you are? Well, this is Christmas land, of course.
Christmas land?
Come into my castle and I'll show you from the window.
You have a castle? Did you obtain proper planning permission for a building in that?
Don't antagonize him, one. Huh? Better do as he says.
You see? That's my country all spread out before you. And I am in charge here. Chief giant. That's what I am.
Were you properly elected, were you?
Everything you see from this window is Christmas land. Over there is Cinderella House. In the distance, by the rainbow's end, you can see Snow White Palace and Old King Cole's.
And look at that great shoe down there. It seems to be full of people.
There's an old woman lives in that shoe. She has so many children, she doesn't know what to do.
How very careless.
Just make a note, will you? You must get an eviction order from the Ministry of Housing. Mr. Giant, we're not too happy with your administration.
What? You insolent termite, how dare you? I'll not put up with government snoopers and meddlers. I eat them.
Oh, dear.
I warned you, one. You've gone too far.
Guards, take them to the deep freeze. Cook, Lunch will be fresh frozen civil servants and green peas.
Very good, Mr. Giant, sir.
Make it my usual large packet of peas.
I know, I know. The giant economy size.
Will you never learn one? First you get us into this mess by offending Santa Claus. Now you've upset the giant, and here we are in the condemned cell.
Yes, well, don't go on about it, too.
Well,
I have to finish this letter before it's too late.
Now, honestly, who are you writing to, anyway?
Well, to Sir Gregory. Now, how does this sound to you? Dear Sir Gregory, I'm afraid our mission must be regarded as a failure, as we're about to be eaten by a giant. In the circumstances, I feel I have no alternative but to offer my resignation. I have much enjoyed our association, especially our pleasant chats on the phone. With kindest regards to Lady Pitkin, I remain, etc., but not for long.
You think there's no chance of a reprieve?
Well, I gave up hope of that when the butler came and took our names.
He wanted them for the blacklist?
No, wanted them for the menu. Oh.
And to think all this started because you turned against Christmas.
Well, I regret it bitterly now. I can tell you, if we could just get back to the office, every day would be Christmas Day.
Ah, the dear old office. That safe little haven in Whitehall where nothing ever happens, where the worst danger is leaving the spoon in your teacup and poking yourself in the eye.
Ah, yes. My pelargonium would have bloomed this year, you know.
Oh, dear. Shall we never see it again?
Plus, I should just drop a note to my wife. To give the lamp a rub with your hanky, would you?
The lamp, yes. I'll rub it, yes. Yeah. Oh, dear, I wish I could just see Santa Claus again. I'm sure he'd put things right. Oh. What? Run, where are you? Oh, my goodness, he's in the snowdrift. I can just see the top of his bowler hat. Here, I'll help you out, Run.
What happened to? I seem to be hurtling through the air for a moment.
I was sitting there polishing the lamp and... That's it. I was polishing the lamp and wishing we could see Santa Claus. It must have been a magic lamp and it brought us here.
That's very civil of it.
This must be Santa Claus's cave. There's his sleigh and reindeer.
Hello, who's this? Oh, we've met before, haven't we?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Claus. Indeed we have. Yes, yes. And you remember my assistant, Mr. Lamb? He was the one who kept asking you silly questions.
No. As I recall, it was you who asked silly questions.
It was all a misunderstanding.
Of course, we wanted to go round as usual. In fact, the whole world is waiting for you. But in view of my treatment at the ministry, I'm not sure I want to go.
But Mr. Claus, can't we let bygones be bygones? Yes. You'll find our government not ungrateful.
A knighthood, perhaps? Sir Santa Claus? Perhaps even Lord Claus of Christmas? Baron Chimney?
What I want to know is, have you changed your mind about Christmas?
I've learned Christmas is very important after all.
And what about your staff? Will you treat them better in the future?
Certainly, yes. Two, you can go early tonight. Yes, and I'll tell you what, I'll recommend you get a new carpet in your office.
Oh, thank you, Anne.
All right, then, I'll come. And I'd better give you two a lift back to London. Hop on the sleigh.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'll tell you what, if you want a new carpet in your office, you can take that one over there.
Oh, but this is magnificent. What a glorious red. It's almost the color of Sir Gregory's nose. Can I really have this?
Yes, yes. Pop it in the back of the sleigh. Oh. That's it. Now then, all aboard. Yes. Good. Gee up, Dancer. Come on, Blitzen.
Oh, isn't this exciting one?
Wait a minute. What's happening behind us?
Stop! Stop! You won't escape from me!
Oh, my goodness, it's the giant and his men. Quick, Mr. Claus, faster!
Look out, they're overtaking us!
If the men seize them, that's my lunch!
Oh, dear, beat them off, too. Help! Don't let them get me! Help! Keep them off me!
Steady, one, steady. You all right? Wake up.
Where am I?
Where are you? You're in your office, of course. And you were asleep when I came in. Then you suddenly jumped up and started thumping that bust of Queen Victoria with your brolly.
Asleep?
Ever since you told me off for organizing that little party.
Good gracious. Then there isn't a giant in the office.
Not unless he's hiding extremely cleverly.
And Father Christmas has been round all right?
Of course. I opened most of my presents before I came to work.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. He brought me an electric shaver. Mind you, the shaving soap does tend to clog up the wheels.
Oh, my dear, too, that's marvellous, isn't it? Everything's all right.
It depends what you mean by marvellous. Here we are working on Christmas Day and you've been cross and beastly to everyone.
Not anymore, too. Not anymore. Everyone's off for the rest of the day.
But Sir Gregory
said... Never mind what Sir Gregory said. Mildred, Crawley, come in here, would you? It's Christmas Day and you can all go home. Now, I didn't have time for Christmas shopping. Now, I hope you will each accept a little check.
How very generous of you.
Now, before you all go, we've time for a quick celebration. Two, fetch that champagne we brought back from the customs and excise confiscation party.
Righto, one. It's in my office.
Good.
Hooray. LB's himself again.
Are you sure you're feeling all right, sir?
Oh, never felt better, Mildred. Yes, I just had a rather worrying time as we'd lost Father Christmas and Sir Gregory was going to eat me. But all's all right. It was just a dream, you see. Dream.
Here's the champagne, but something extraordinary's happened.
Open up the bubbly, then. I was telling them about my dream, too.
But, I don't understand it. Suddenly, there's a new carpet in my office. A bright red one, just like I've always wanted.
You see, I was dreaming about the... What?
I've got a new carpet. It wasn't there an hour ago. I know one. All the time you were pretending to be cross, you were planning this. It's a surprise, isn't it?
It certainly is. Drink up before our luck changes. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas. Sharing the Christmas spirit as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Padley, and John Graham. The program was written and produced by Edward Taylor.